back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Joe Biden flying to Rome for the group of 20 countries meeting. Another disgraceful thing. He doesn't have any legislative accomplishment on infrastructure because of two treacherous Democrats who are really crypto-Republicans, Sinema and Manchin, and because of the Working Families Party who's blocking the hard infrastructure. But there's something else that the Republicans are blocking. The United States only has four ambassadors to those 20 countries. 16 of them we don't have ambassadors to. We don't have ambassadors to EU, to France. We don't have ambassadors to NATO, being blocked by the Republicans, by Cruz and Hawley. The rest are going along with it. You know, Moscow Mitch could talk to these people and say, all right, Cruz wants to filibuster, so we let's have 10 people. We all hate Cruz. Get 10 people, Mitt Romney, some of the others. If there's any Republican senator, and this House is different, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are terrific, but if you ever have a Republican senator open his mouth and say anything, he's certainly a Putin slave, he will destroy the United States, weaken our ability to conduct foreign policy, to try to keep himself in power and pander to the Trump base. That's true of any Republican. Tell them right that. Tell them your face. So the president is going to go over there, Biden, and they're going to snicker behind his back and say he can't even appoint ambassadors to 80% of the people here, the countries here. Because the Senate rules, one guy can say, I hold it up, and you can say, all right, let's have a vote, and he can tie it up for weeks. For one ambassador, there are more than 50 ambassadors who have not been approved. And NSA people, there are hundreds of people. You tie up the Senate. That wasn't the way the government is supposed to work. And nobody there will change the filibuster. Democrats will, but Manchin and Sinema won't. Manchin and Sinema won't. They could do it by majority rule. They're not 10 patriot. The Republican caucus is a sedition caucus. It's a treason caucus. And they have a handful of treason dogs. Cruz and Hawley are treason dogs. And the Treason Sedition Caucus is backing them. That's not American. It's not an American party. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Not a happy camper this morning. In my humble estimation, if the Democratic Party can't get together and at least pass the voting bill, infrastructure. I know climate change is very, very important, along with the other stuff in the reconciliation bill. But if you don't have something to hang your hat on coming up in 2022, you're going to lose. And it's just, I don't think Sinema and Manchin will win in 2022. But if you don't have some accomplishments, you're just screwed. And if you don't pass the voting bill, I think you can put a fork in the Democratic Party as a party that's going to hold power at all in 2022 or 2024. So I don't know what the answer is here, but climate change is real. I understand that. But I really don't know what the answer is. When I see what's going on where my brother lives at Central Wisconsin, it's whatever, I guess. You know what? I'm not going to sit here and worry about it anymore. If that's where the Democratic Party wants to go, good luck. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Well, I don't think that's where the Democratic Party does want to go. We have two treason dogs of our own. We have Manchin and Sinema. We basically have 48 votes. Republicans have 52 on a lot of things. And frankly, the Progressive Caucus are not Democrats. It's a Working Families Party. And they will injure the Democratic Party in America to satisfy their vanity and some things. But it doesn't going to do them any good because Manchin Sinema will beat them to it. They'll beat them to it. That's what's happening. Democratic Party has got to regroup and say, we are a Democratic Party. This is what we stand for. We have party discipline. You're absolutely right about the voting rights bill. would have gotten rid of gerrymandering, fair elections, none of these felonies that Texas has put in. If a poor poll worker, quote, blocks the line of sight, end quote, of a partisan observer at felony. That is right out of Jim Crow. I mean, that is right out of the Civil War. You know what Ulysses Grant would have done when they tried that after they lost the Civil War? He sent federal troops down there. Some of these boys had a necktie party is what happened. And then what happened is they came to real quick to what they should do until the 1876 election when Rutherford Hayes, the Republican, lost. But they rammed him through anyway against Sam Tilden, the Democrat, because they did not want a Southern Democrat in there. And then the devil's bargain was, we will withdraw from the South and you can murder African-Americans for 100 years. That is the God's honest truth, and it's quite sad. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
I couldn't agree with Paul more about the voting bill and the fact that, you know, basically, yeah, you're right, we have 48 senators, and why don't Sinema and Manchin tell the truth and come forward and say, you know what, build back never, unless it enhances my bottom line, I'm not interested. You know, gutting out this thing on billionaires, a tax on billionaires, they want to put a Band-Aid where a tourniquet is needed. They could care less about anything but themselves. You know, and that's just the way I see both of them. She's a total turncoat, and he's right behind her.
Right. No, I think you hit the nail on the head. Both of them are taking very large contributions from Republican donors. Sinema from pharmaceutical companies, Manchin from energy companies. Manchin has a very substantial stake of tens of millions of dollars in a coal company. Coal company. He was one of the ones who lobbied for higher coal prices in West Virginia. These folks can't afford higher coal prices. They can't afford higher coal prices, heat their homes, but he did it. You know, he'll could do an ah shucks routine, song and dance routine. He lives on a riverboat or something on the Potomac. I mean, you know, tries to be one of the guys, one of the guys. He's not one of the guys. And the truth of the matter is that both of them have betrayed the country and the Democratic Party. That's what they've done. And the Republicans, quite frankly, when you can't get 10 Republicans, okay, let's say they don't bust the filibuster, to pass ambassadors, the United States' eyes and ears on the ground in terrible foreign policy predicaments, like the one for Eastern Asia during the Afghan withdrawal, they wouldn't do. Or the Middle East. You have Iran constructing a nuclear weapon, funding Hezbollah and Hamas to attack Israel and the United States, and you don't approve somebody to help oversee that, an experienced hand, you don't do that. And the Republicans are a treason caucus. If a Republican senator walks down the street, he should have a bell around his neck and you should say unclean, a rabid treason dog. That's what they are. Okay, coming to the end of the show, great call-ins. Great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Great show. You got to listen to it. Devil's Advocate. And then you have my friend Earl Ingram. Great show. Great evening programming. Great weekend programming. Standing up to the big lie. Centerpiece of that is Pizza Box Mike. Because he thinks outside the pizza box. How do you think he got a name like Pizza Box Mike? That's how he got his name. So Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.